Sunday, the 13th of March, 2016. Flag referendum. If you are a New Zealand citizen or a permanent resident, you can vote in New Zealand elections. That includes the special referendum on the New Zealand flag. If you have enrolled, you will have your voting papers by now. You have two choices. You either vote to keep the present New Zealand flag, or you vote to change it to the flag with the silver fern in the top left on a black background and the Southern Cross in the right on a blue background. This is a postal vote. You tick the one you like best, put the voting paper in the envelope and post it before March the 24th. It costs you nothing. Informal polls seem to show that more people want to keep the old flag. Some say they see no reason to change. Others say it shows our history, our links with Britain. Many people who had family members in World War I or II say that their family member fought under that New Zealand flag. Some other people agree it would be good to change, but they don't like the alternative. Another argument is the cost of printing new flags. Already, the referendum has cost $26 million, and new flags are very expensive. People who want a change say our old flag is too similar to Australia's flag, and this has caused confusion sometimes. Another reason given for change is that we no longer feel so close to Britain. The Union Jack on the flag is the symbol of our old links to Britain. When the Queen dies, we might not want a British king as our monarch. The old flag has no Maori symbols on it, whereas the silver fern was important in Maori culture to show a pathway at night. Maybe you have heard some other arguments from people. It has certainly been an interesting topic to talk about. If you have a voting paper, make sure you vote. This shows you believe in your democratic right to give your opinion.